the reason so many people are sick and have so many problems in their family life. They men have never learned to deal with their husbands, their wives, I mean, according to knowledge. Now then, guys, if God told you to love your wife, should you get her a birthday card? Sure you should. Should you get her an anniversary gift? Yes. Should you take her out to dinner or something on her birthday or on an anniversary? Yes. Does it really make any difference whether you go out or not? You know, at our house, Cheryl says, will you take me out for my anniversary? She doesn't say our anniversary. She says my anniversary. So I take her out for her anniversary. But it makes her happy. You know, but that's what the Lord said. Husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So men, if you don't love your wife like Jesus told you to, what's God going to do when you pray? He ain't going to hear. So if you're not loving your wife and being a loving husband, now then, I taught these things many times, and I had a gentleman come up one time. He said, sir, can I give a testimony? And I said, sure. He come up here and he said, see that woman right back there? I said, yes, sir. He said, I've been married to that woman 50 years. I said, okay, praise God. He said, last week, me and her got into a serious disagreement. After 50 years, you can still get into a serious disagreement. Isn't that amazing how that works? So he said, I went to bed mad at my wife. Now, what does Scripture say about going to bed angry? What did he say? Did he say don't do that? Lest you give place to who? A devil. See, almost nobody believes these things, but God put all this in His Word for you and me. He said, I wake up the next morning with an excruciating pain in my backside. Oh, I can't hardly get out of bed. Oh, and it was on his left side. So he said, I thought about what you said about demons. This has got to be a demon. And then he said, I thought about that scripture that you quoted in Luke 10, 19, and 20. Now, Luke 10, 19, and 20, I want you to see this awesome scripture. Luke 10, 19, and 20 makes this statement. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Behold, Jesus is speaking, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, or the devil, and his scorpions, or his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits, or the evil spirits, are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. He said, I thought about that, and I thought, my Lance Thurman said, the Bible said, I have all power over the devil, and that devil's got to be subject to me. So he said, I thought, okay, in the name of Jesus, you devil of hell, get out of my sight in Jesus' name. And he said, when I quoted that verse and screamed it, he said, he'd like to put me on the floor. Oh, he said, it hurt worse than it ever did before. I thought, okay, God, what did I do wrong? And then he said, I heard this little voice say, you have not forgiven your wife. You went to bed angry at her last night. Okay, so he goes over to his wife and he said, honey, I'm so sorry for what I did to you last night. Will you forgive me? Sure, she says, nope, she's been married to the guy 50 years. Sure, honey, no problem, you're forgiven. He said, then I go back into a room by myself and I said, okay, now then I rebuked that devil a while ago and he made it hurt worse. But now then I have repented. I've repented to you, God. I've repented to my wife. He said, now you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, you got to leave. And he said, it left. And my pain went away and I didn't have any more. Isn't that amazing how simple God made this whole thing? But you know, the average Christian, you ask the average Christian today, let me ask you a question, young lady. Most Christian people, if you tell them a demon can come into your body and do that to you as a Christian, what do most of them say? You're crazy. That's absolutely right. But do you know, I'm not crazy. I've seen it happen too many times in my life. I've seen too many demons kicked out of people, and I've seen them instantly healed of all, you just name it, what we've seen. And some of them All they got to do is just repent, and God delivers them and gets them set free. So it's amazing how God give us this kind of power over the forces of darkness as long as we don't sin. Now, these kind of promises work to the obedient child of God. You know, you have to be obedient. Now then, let's go back over there in 1 Peter 3 and go to 9 and 10. And let's see what that says here. Or there's verse 8, which we'll discuss. Okay, 9. Let's back up one verse. Yeah. Finally, after we talked about your prayers be not hindered, finally be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. And then verse 9 and 10. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise a blessing, knowing that you are therefore called that you should inherit a blessing. So if you speak a blessing over somebody, what's going to come back to you? A blessing. Now, if you speak a curse over somebody, what's going to come back to you? A curse. Now, which way do you want it? I'd rather have the blessing, hadn't you? So always pray for the people. He says, for he that will love life. Now then, everybody here today would love life. That's why you come to a healing school. You want to walk in divine health. Is that right? I love walking in divine health. For he that will love life and see good days. Does everybody here want to have a long life and see good days? Okay, if that's what we're here for, here's the answer. Let him refrain his tongue from evil. What do you got to do with your tongue? You got to learn to talk. And I mean, it's important. And how many times in a Baptist church have I walked up to some man or some woman, young or old, and I walk up in church and say, good morning, ma'am, how are you doing? Oh, Thurman, I feel terrible. My arthritis is acting up this morning. I got pain in my hands. I got pain in my knees. My back's acting up. And 5 minutes later, I wished I'd never asked them how they were. You've seen that, huh? I walked up one night to a young 21-year-old young man. I'm shaking hands with all these young men. And when I get this one, he said, Mr. Scrivener, I can't shake your hand. I said, why not? He said, well, I've been sneezing this morning, and I think I'm coming down with the flu. I said, don't worry. I can't get the flu. I said, it can't touch me. I said, shake hands with me. He said, I don't want to. I said, no matter whether you want to or not, shake my hand. So he reached out and I shook it. I said, don't worry, I'm not going to get the flu. Now then, let me throw this in. I don't know if you walk by faith, I want to take you to an awesome scripture where this says, he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and let his lips that they speak no guile. Now you're going to be careful what you say. I want to go to Matthew 17, I think it's verse 19 or 20, somewhere along there. I forget where it was. Matthew 17. I don't have it on my list, Dave, but anyway. So let's start at verse 15. Matthew 17, 15 through 21, I think. Matthew 17, 15, and I'll show you a little story that happened here. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. He's sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. Now, what does this sound like? Epileptic seizure. Oh, now Randy knows what an epileptic seizure is, don't you, son? This young man right there that you see there, that young man, Randy, when he came to me, how many years ago, Randy? 5 or so years ago? You were having how many seizures a week? 3 or 4, and you had a whole pocket full of different medicine, didn't you? And even with all that medicine, you were still having all those seizures. Well, this young man came to a healing school when I was having him over there in the Justin gym, and he learned he had to repent of his sins. He repented of all of his sins, and after J.C. was with him, wasn't you, J.C.? J.C. was with him, and after he got Randy to repent of all of his sins and brought him up, and we prayed for him, and he said, what do I do with all this medication? I said, that's between you and God. I said, I know what I would do with it. I would throw it away. because I'd believe God. But I said, that's between you and God. I can't tell you what to do with your medicine. So he gets on that motorcycle to ride home with that big old coat. He had all them pills in it, and he got there with them all. Didn't lose a single one of them. But when he got home, how many bottles of pills left in your coat? Not one. He lost every one of them from the time he left the healing school till he got back. And how many seizures you had since that day? I know, and that's just recently. Yeah, he just made a little sin just the other day. He told me about it, but until he did that for 5 years, you didn't have not one single seizure. See? Isn't that amazing? He was having two or three or four of them a week. Now, when you obey God, does it pay good dividends, Randy? It pays good dividends. From going from two, three, or four seizures a week for 5 years after he repented of sin, ain't had a single seizure. Hey, that makes life worth living. He says, but this is what this boy had. And he says, and I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Do we have that problem today in the church? Oh yeah, too many times. Let's see what the next verse says. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And he called us a faithless bunch. I wonder what he would say to us today. I don't want to hear it, Lord. Oh, Lord, I don't want to hear what he's got to say to us. These boys were getting some healed. But here he was a little upset with them. And says, and Jesus rebuked the devil. What did he rebuke? The devil. See, that's our problem. Whenever we sin, the devil comes in. Now, of course, here's something that's a kicker. It took me a long time to get this. When the devil comes in, who sent that tormenting spirit a while ago? God. That's a new way of looking at this thing, isn't it? God, is God in total control? He's in total control. That day we rebuked the devil after Randy repented of his sins, that thing went away there too, and he got healed. And in verse 19 and 20, let's see what he says here right quick. Verse 19 and 20. Then came the disciples to Jesus and said, why could we not cast him out? See, this is a good question. We all need to ask this question. Lord, why can I not do these things? I used to ask the Lord that question. And of course, some things I still are not having too much luck at, but I'm having a little more luck than I used to. Because of your unbelief. Unbelief is a killer in the church.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.